A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars: The Force Unleashed by Sean Williams. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Part 1. Imperial. The life of Darth Vader's secret student took a strange and deadly turn the day his master first spoke of General Rom Koda. He'd had no warning that a moment of such significance was approaching. During his nightly meditations, kneeling on the middle floor of his chamber, while construction droids built the Executor, unaware of his existence, he had seen no visions in the pure, angry red of the lightsaber that he held like a burning brand in front of his eyes. Although he had stared until the world vanished and the dark side flowed through him in a bloody tide, the future had remained closed. Nothing, therefore, prepared him for the sudden deviation from the day's punishing and unpredictable exercises. Breathing heavily after a punishing round of blows, lightsaber lowered in submission, he knelt before his master and prepared for the killing strike.
You were weak when I found you. You should never have survived my training.
He closed his eyes. He had heard these words many times before. They were the closest thing to a bedtime story he'd had as a child. The lightsaber drifted so close to his neck that he could smell his hair burning.
But now, your hatred has become your strength.
The lightsaber retreated.
At last, the dark side is your ally.
He didn't dare nod or look up. His master's next words made his heart trip a beat.
Rise, my apprentice.
Apprentice. So he had always thought himself, but never before had it been said aloud. And that strange motion with the lightsaber, could he possibly have just been knighted? The apprentice kept his eyes up and his voice level. What is your will, my master?
You have defeated many of my rivals. Your training is nearly complete. It is time now to face your first true test.
A roll call of past missions sped through the apprentice's mind. Lord Vader had instructed him to dispatch numerous enemies within the Empire down the years. Spies and thieves, mainly, with the occasional high-ranking traitor as well. He felt only satisfaction at having fulfilled his duty. His victims had brought their fates upon themselves, these vermin that gnawed at the footings of the Empire's magnificent edifice. But this was different. He could sense it, in more than his master's words. Darth Vader wasn't talking about some low-life smuggler with no awareness at all of the Force. There could be only one foe he was worthy to fight now. Your spies have located a Jedi?
Yes. General Rom Koda.
The name meant nothing to the apprentice, just one of many in an archive of unconfirmed Jedi kills.
He is attacking a critical shipyard above Nar Shaddaa. You will destroy him and bring me his lightsaber.
Excitement filled the apprentice. He had trained and hoped for this moment as long as he could remember. At last it had come. He could never truly call himself a Sith until he had taken the life of one of his master's traditional enemies. I'll leave it once, master. He had taken barely a step toward the door when Darth Vader's irresistible voice stopped him.
The Emperor cannot discover you.
As you wish, my master.
Leave no witnesses. Kill everyone aboard, Imperials and insurgents alike.